without the ability to
The motion
respond.
Has already passed, Madam Treasurer. We're moving on as for Howard County.
I apologize, Dr. Dance.
There's nothing to apologize for. As for Howard County, there seems to be a palpable lack of trust between the community and the school system. Their response to our inquiry on mold was absurd. They sent us a three-ring binder full of nonsensical garbage that provided no real answers to our questions or anyone else's questions surrounding the mold issues in the county. There was a maintenance issue in Glenwood Middle School. The school system failed to solve the issue, which led to serious health problems for students and staff. The school system then compounded the problem further by failing to notify parents, students, and teachers for more than 2 years. Several students have fallen ill, and at least one teacher was diagnosed with sick building syndrome. I'm going to make a motion that we direct Dr. Lever and the IAC to move forward immediately with their regularly scheduled audit of the Howard County Public Schools, and that they include in that audit steps to investigate the mold and maintenance issues which were brought to our attention here at the Board of Public Works. I'm going to make that motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. All those in favor, say aye. That motion passes 3-0.
Governor, I would hope that the normal process does work. This is one example. I regret all of the allegations. I thought that the written response was really did answer questions, but there's nothing wrong within the normal course of work looking at these problems of mold, and should be done.
Right. There was a significant school board election in Howard County with dramatic changes. It is my sincere hope that the new board members can help to repair the rift between the school system and the community. Are there any other questions on item 20? I think we're done with that, and now we can move on. Any other questions on the Secretary's agenda?
I do regret that the folks who are here attempting to answer allegations were not given the opportunity.
Governor, I need to do a housekeeping and withdraw item 14 from the beginning. That item will return at the June 8th meeting. Thank you.
Okay. Is there a motion on the Secretary's agenda?
Move approval.
Is there a second? 3-0. Let's move on to the DNR real property agenda. Again, thank you all very much for coming, and testimony was very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry about the theater.
DNR real property agenda.
Good morning, Governor, Comptroller,
Secretary. Good morning. Good afternoon. Is it morning, afternoon? I don't have no idea.
It is afternoon.
Doing good.
For the record, I'm Mark Belton, Secretary of the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. We have
Ladies and gentlemen, can you please be quiet on the way out the door because we're still conducting a hearing? Thank you.
We have 4 items on our real property agenda for your approval this morning.
Any questions on the DNR agenda? Is there a motion?
Move.
3-0 on the DBM agenda. We'll move on. DNR, let's move on to DBM.
Well, hopefully we can apply that there, too.
We're going to have a lot of questions.
I'm going to take a look at it.
Good afternoon, Governor, Mr. Comptroller. I'm David Brinkley, Secretary of Budget and Management, for the record. We've submitted 14 items for the agenda. We're withdrawing item 12GM and item 14S, leaving 12 items for your approval. Representatives are here to address any concerns or questions you might have.
Any questions on DBM? Is there a motion?
There's a protest on 4. You did have one request to speak on item 4.
Somebody requested to talk on item 4? Okay, is there a motion on the DBM agenda?
I would like to take out item 4.
Is there a second?
Are we given the opportunity to take it out?
We'll remove item 4.
All right, let me make sure.
There's a motion to remove item 4. That's been.
No, just the votes up.
Right, to review the rest of the agenda except for item 4.
Yes, we'll approve everything with the exception
of item
4.
Move approval on the rest.
Would you like to call?
3-0. Yep. Now we're going to move on to the university system agenda.
Wait. I would like to ask a question on item 4.
I thought you were going to discuss
Craig James and Audrey Davis on that.
So we made a motion on all the other items.
I just honestly have a question.
Thank you.
The rest of the budget agenda has been approved. If you are on the budget agenda, you're not item four. You should go. You have been approved.
Is Greg James in yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Legal service.
Okay. There's Greg James.
Could you just describe what you want?
Good morning. My name is Greg James. I'm Deputy Secretary for Operations at the Department of Human Resources.
Could I just interrupt for a sec?
Yes, sir.
I would suggest that we just put this off for 2 weeks, and because I understand Legal Aid has some concerns. I happen to think that Legal Aid's a great organization. And I had a call yesterday from Sarah Meyerhoff, I believe, who's on your board or on the board. So if we could just put it off for a couple of weeks, I think that would be supported by the treasurer and the governor as a courtesy to them to get some more information in front of us.
So there's a motion that we defer this item for the next meeting in 2 weeks. Yes, I'll second it, and I think it passes 3-0. So we'll pick this up at our next meeting. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Now we're going to move on to the university system agenda.
Good afternoon. Joe Evans, representing the University System of Maryland. We have 6 items on the agenda. Here to answer any questions.
Good afternoon. Any questions on the university system? Is there a motion?
Move
approval. 3-0, the university system. We move on to information technology.
Good morning. Louis Strada, Deputy Secretary, Department of Information Technology. We have 8 items. We're withdrawing item 8IT.
Okay. Any questions? Is there a motion?
Move approval. Thank
you. 3-0. Next, Department of Transportation.
Good afternoon. For the record, my name is Earl Lewis, Deputy Secretary of the Maryland Department of Transportation. Good afternoon, Treasurer Cobb, Governor Hogan, and Controller Francho. The Maryland Department of Transportation has 17 items on today's agenda. We are withdrawing item 4M. We have representatives here to speak on those items if any questions are.
Any questions on the MDOT agenda? Is there some motion?
Table.
3-0 on MDOT.
Thank you.
Last but not least, we're going to go with the BGS agenda.
Good afternoon, Governor, Madam Treasurer, Mr. Comptroller. For the record, I'm Nelson Reichert, Deputy Secretary of the Department of General Services. The department has 31 items on our agenda. We're withdrawing item 5. We're glad to answer any questions that you might have.
Any questions on DGS?
Governor Hogan, can I just point out that Mayor Walker from Land Over Hills is here, and he's got through the meeting to thank you for the bond bill. So, Mayor Walker. Too.
Mayor Walker, thank you for joining us today. Any questions on DGS? All right. Is there a motion? 3-0 on the DGS agenda. Thank you, everyone. We are adjourned.
Thank you.